Pod Quiz 1113. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1113.
Round 1.
We'll start this week with an odd one out music round. You're going to hear four songs, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And for number 5, you need to identify the odd one out of the four.
Question 1. Question 2.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again, yeah.
Question 3.
Hold me, I'll give you all that you need. Wrap your love around me. So excited I can feel you getting hotter. Oh baby, I'll take you down, I'll take you down. But no one's ever gone before. And if you want more, if you want more, more, more.
Question 4.
Baby, just how you feel. You got to roll with the punches and get the words real. Can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the wrecking machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I
Question 5.
So please tell me the odd one out of those four songs.
Round 2.
Round 2 is on matches.
Question 6.
Which Danish author, famous for his fairy tales, wrote The Little Match Girl?
Question 7.
What is the common name for matches that cannot be struck anywhere, only against the strip on the side of the matchbox?
Question 8.
Which of these companies produces about 4 million matchboxes per day, making it the world's biggest producer of matches? The Diamond Match Company? Swedish Match Industries or Wimco Limited?
Question 9.
Fossey jaw was an occupational disease suffered by workers in the matchstick industry in the 19th century due to the presence of which chemical in the matches of the time?
Question 10.
What is the name of the hobby of collecting matchboxes and related items?
Round 3.
Round 3 is old news. You're about to hear 5 clips from contemporary news programmes, and for each I would like you to tell me the year in which they were broadcast. As usual in this round, I'll allow you 1 year either side and still score the point.
Question 11.
After weeks of stalemate, the Suez crisis bursts dramatically into the news again, for Israel has invaded Egypt. Britain and France have declared the canal in danger. and British and French troops are on the move. Background to these startling events is the running sore of the Israel-Egypt frontier, which has been a theater of sporadic warfare ever since the Israeli state came into being.
Question 12.
It will become part of the American scene that today's gathering is the largest in Washington's history. The men who organized the rally walk with springing steps toward the speaker stand. On the left, Roy Wilkins with A. Philip Randolph. They have fought their fight all of their adult lives. In the van is Martin Luther King, who has been jailed 12 times on racial issues.
Question 13.
Good evening from Washington. In a few moments, we're going to bring you the entire proceedings in the first day of the Senate Watergate hearings. Hearings to bear the truth about the wide range of illegal, unethical, or improper activities, established or still merely alleged, surrounding the re-election of President Nixon last year.
Question 14.
The attack on Iraq has begun. U.S. forces fired cruise missiles at Baghdad just before dawn, apparently targeting the Iraqi leadership. President Bush announced the start of the military campaign on American television.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
Question 15.
This is BBC News. I'm Lucy Hawkins. Our top stories. Russia launches a full-scale attack on Ukraine from multiple directions. Ukrainian CCTV captures these images of the Russian military crossing the border from Crimea to the south. Missiles have struck key targets in the capital and in the east of Ukraine. Several deaths have been reported.
Round 4.
The fun round this week is the natural world.
Question 16.
Which mammal is famous for its thick coat of fur and its habit of holding paws with its partner whilst sleeping on the sea?
Question 17.
With a verified age of 4,857 years old, Methuselah is the oldest known living organism. What species is it? Bristlecone pine? Giant sequoia? Or yew?
Question 18.
What is the name of the casing spun of silk by many caterpillars to protect the pupa during metamorphosis?
Question 19.
Polar bears are famous for their white fur, but what colour is their skin?
Question 20.
Native to New Zealand, which is the world's heaviest insect? Okay, it's time for some music. I shall be back in 3.5 minutes with the answers after Strike a Match, Set a Fire by John Shoemaker.
Thank you.
answers.
Number one was Jump by Chris Cross. Number two was Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Number three was Jump for My Love by the Pointer Sisters. Number four was Jump by Van Halen. And number five, The Odd One Out, was Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, number two, because that was about sitting and all of the other songs were about jumping.
Round two.
Round two was on Matches, and the answer to number six, The Little Match Girl, was written by Hans Christian Andersen. Number seven, the common name for matches that cannot be struck anywhere are safety matches. Number eight, the world's biggest producer of matches is Swedish Match Industries. Number nine, Fossey Jaw was caused by white phosphorus. I'll accept just phosphorus. And number ten, the hobby of collecting matchboxes is Philumini.
Round three.
Round three was old news, and the answer to number 11, the Suez Crisis, was 1956. Number 12, the Civil Rights March on Washington, was 1963. Number 13, the Watergate hearings were 1973. Number 14, the shock and awe attack on Baghdad was 2003. And number 15, Russia invading Ukraine was 2022.
Round 4.
Round 4 was the natural world. And the answer to number 16, the mammal famous for holding paws with its partner, is the sea otter. Number 17, the oldest known living organism is a bristlecone pine. Number 18, the casing spun by caterpillars is a cocoon. Number 19, polar bears have black skin. And number 20, the world's heaviest insect is the giant wetter. That's it for Pod Quiz 1113. Thank you very much for listening, and I do hope you enjoyed it. We just have one message this week. Happy birthday, Dave. Lots of love from your stepdaughter, Hattie. Okay then, if you would like a message read on PodQuiz, email me quizmaster@podquiz.com, and I'll be back next week with another 20 questions. Until then, bye now.